Headline, Morning Poll, Did You Work on Black Friday? More many in Arlington, the Friday after Thanksgiving is an off day, often spent with family and friends, or braving the malls. For others, including those with jobs that don't take holidays off and those whose jobs only take official federal holidays or major holidays off, it's a work day like any other. Headline, Governor coming to Arlington tomorrow for economic development announcement. Top state officials are coming to Arlington tomorrow for an unspecified economic development announcement. The Honorable Glenn Youngkin, Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, will join Arlington Economic Development and other state and local economic leaders on Tuesday, November 29, 2022, for an economic development announcement, Arlington County said in a media advisory today. Headline, Arlington sells bonds to pay for many projects. But are they the right tool? On Election Day, a majority of Arlingtonians approved six bond measures, worth $510 million, that will fund a variety of projects throughout the county. The biggest expenses for the next 10 years include upgrades to its water pollution control plant, where local sewage goes, and funding to build a new Arlington Career Center campus. Headline, Suspect eludes police after reported carjacking in Virginia Square. The brief pursuit of a carjacking suspect in Arlington ended the way many police pursuits do, on a bridge over the Potomac. The driver of an Audi station wagon was carjacked just before 11 a.m. Sunday near the Staples store in Virginia Square, according to scanner traffic. Later, the stolen vehicle was spotted by an Arlington officer on eastbound Washington Boulevard near Columbia Pike, but was able to speed down I-395 and cross the 14th Street Bridge into D.C., after which the chase was called off. Headline, Study proposes improvements to Arlington Boulevard Trail for cyclists and pedestrians. A number of options have emerged for upgrading an iffy portion of the Arlington Boulevard Trail. Engineers found it would be possible to accommodate a trail up to 11 feet wide with buffers and guardrails, between the bridge to Thomas Jefferson Middle School and George Mason Drive. That could be accomplished by narrowing a few on and off ramps, closing slip lanes and reducing the number of through lanes and turn lanes in some places.